Let's continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row. We've had this young man on the show a couple of times over the years. As a matter of fact, he was a box-to-row All-American all the way back in 2011, went undrafted in the 2012 NFL Draft. However, he is one of the best punters in all of the National Football League, is having an outstanding season. Marquette King joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Marquette, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on? What's going on?
Doing good, man. You know, you're having a lot of – and not only are you having a really good season, the Raiders – I mean, and I think in part of that is because of the season. I think over special teams, punters get overlooked a lot. You're pinning guys deep, pinning teams deep. In part is because you're having a really good season also. But you're having a lot of fun this year. Is this the most fun you've had throughout your career in Oakland?
Not really. I'm always having fun when I'm doing my job, and always having fun when it comes to punting. I think it's a lot more fun when you're winning more games, and we're definitely winning a lot more games than when I was here before, and that always makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, I mean, even for you, I mean, this is, and you guys weathered the storm against the Panthers on Sunday, holding on to win that game 35-32, but for you, you averaged 47.8 yards per punt, had three downed inside the 20. I mean, talk about that and you going out and doing your job and helping your team and, of course, preventing the Panthers from getting good field position so they can make drives.
Well, it definitely starts off with my special teams, man. I got some guys on my special teams and that make my job a lot more easier, and I'm very thankful for them. But, yeah, as soon as I walk out on the field, man, I know I'm going to dominate what I got to do. I'm always focused on taking it one punt at a time, and I always trying to be a perfectionist at my craft. So all the work that I put in, I know it's going to pay off. So I just kind of take it one punt at a time, and I'm like, okay, well, as soon as I get this ball, shoot, let me have my best punt. Every time I touch a ball, I want to have my best punt every time.
Yeah, and it just seems that way. And of course, man, you're really into this. I mean, I want to talk more about how you ended up at Fort Valley State and you came as there to play another position, wide receiver, and ultimately became a punter. But how are you growing? Why, you know, you're having so much success. I mean, I think a lot of times we don't really look at the punting situation per se. Obviously, we do because we know you and so forth, but talk about how you're maturing over the years and growing as a punter in the National Football League.
I think something that helped out a whole lot was the day that I decided to not care about what people thought about me. When I first came out here, I was worried about what other people thought about me, and it definitely has an effect on you when you worry about what other people think about you, and shoot, man, I just let it go. I was like, I'll just be myself no matter what. And, man, that helped out a whole lot. But all the work, I've always put in the work. The work that I put in is not even close to being questioned. So I think when you get a mixture of putting in hard work and not worrying about what other people think about you and being yourself and having fun and enjoying yourself, then that makes a big difference.
Marquette King, punter for the Oakland Raiders. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. The Raiders are 9-2 on the season. They lead the AFC West. They host the Bills on Sunday. For you, Marquette, how have you adapted? I mean, Oakland or Raider Nation has really embraced you. They almost embraced you from day one, right? Talk about what that means because, you know, Raider Nation, that's a different bunch.
Yeah, the Raiders, I mean, to me, I'm attracted to people that are different. And for Raiders fans are definitely different people. And I love it, man, and I feed off of it. I feed off their energy every Sunday. And, shoot, man, it's a blessing, man, to be accepted by the fans. Like, it definitely helps out, especially when we're at home and away. It feels like we got family everywhere around the country and around the world.
How does a kid from Macon, Georgia, in the South adapt to that kind of West Coast life and more specifically Raider Nation?
Man, it definitely took a while, man. I remember when I first came out here. I was in the house most of the time, but shit, you realize, like, you come from a slower part of the country, Macon, Georgia, Fort Valley, Georgia, and then you go out in a fast area, like, where the life is a lot, lived a lot faster out here. And I don't know, I think because also my focus was just trying to be the best and make the team when I was first out here. And that was my mindset. So I think the other stuff never really affected me, because my mom told me the reason why, you know, the reason that you're out there in California. And ever since she said that, it stuck with me. So no matter what I do, how much fun I have, I know my ultimate goal at the end of all this is to be the best punter ever.
Yeah, and you're having a magnificent season. This is really your fourth season in terms of playing in the National Football League. The Raiders put you on IR back in 2012. Boy, they really saw something in you. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, you at that time signed a 4-year deal back in 2012. For you, in terms of growing, was it difficult? Was it difficult at first? Was it difficult at first to transition from, Division II football to the National Football League and being, becoming a star on special teams? How difficult was that transition?
Man, it was tough coming from Fort Valley State. I had real good home snappers. My man Anthony Washington and Nick Finley, real good long snappers, man. And it comes from catching those snaps in Division II versus catching a snap in the NFL. I dropped the first 5 snaps I got a snap when I first came here. And I was like, man, I think I just need to work on the jugs machine. So I spent time on the jugs machine. And I told him to shoot a lot faster than normal because the snaps came way faster compared to D2. And I think that was the thing that I had to get down first. Once you can catch the ball, then setting the ball and kicking it are the easy parts.
Oakland Raiders punter Marquette King joins us here on the program. What was it like for you? And I try to keep up as much as I can. And we did a piece on at the midway point in terms of where some of the players that played at HBCUs are, what they're currently doing in the National Football League. I missed the fact earlier that you signed a 5-year, $16.5 million contract. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it means that I need to keep working hard, work harder, and keep trying to be the best. I pray that I always stay humble and I never take myself off the gas. And I pray that my mindset stays the same that it was when I first came in. So, I mean, I love playing the game, so I don't ever really worry about the money and all that. I just enjoy playing the game, and I'm so focused on trying to be the best. It's just like whatever.
Yeah, it's got to feel pretty good though that the organization recognized that they needed to take care of you, that you were a very bright part of their future, though, right?
It definitely means a lot, man. Definitely means a lot for me. Invest in me and know that I can be the guy that they need.
I tell you what, the Raiders may have the best combination in terms of kicker and punter in the league. Janikowski's been doing it for a long time. Man, he's still getting it done. What is he like? What is it like, playing with him? Obviously, you hold on his field goal and extra point attempts.
It's cool, man. He's a real funny guy. I think him and the long snapper combined, they're older than me, so they treat me like a little brother, but they live through me.
Yeah, you only 25?
28.
Are you 28? You that old?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, shoot, they wouldn't be the type that run out on the field and start dancing and stuff, but they like looking at me doing So,
so when you do those dance, you sort of do it for them too.
Well, not really. I just do it out of excitement and happy about, you know, the amount of time I put into what I do. Shoot, man, it's kind of like a reliever.
Yeah. Yeah, talk to me a little bit about it. Let me take you back a couple of months ago and the 27-yard run you had for a first down against Jacksonville. I mean, you know, a lot of times, even when you do fake punts, it's more of maybe the punter's going to pass the football to somebody, but you were able to get the first down, which speaks to your athleticism.
Yeah, it was cool, man. The ball skipped, and I just picked it up, and I knew I couldn't kick it, so I just took off to the right and just kept running until I saw orange.
Yeah. So Fort Valley State, let me take you back to those days at Fort Valley State. What do you remember most about those days?
I remember most about putting in the work I put in. I really had a lot of fun just practicing, man, trying to be the best. Trying to be so good to the point to where other people will be like, man, how do you do that? Or, what do you do to get better? And, man, I just wanted to be the best. So I enjoyed going out there by myself and just practicing all the time.
The Raiders, very, very good, man. This looks like really a Super Bowl contending team. Can you kind of talk about that and your coach Jack Del Rio and just kind of the mindset and how everything has changed? And, you know, I mean, I think you guys really, at least for other people's purposes, if you will, are the surprise of the National Football League.
What we do out here is we take it one game at a time. And Del Rio's definitely done a real good job, like coaching us up to the point to where we don't think anywhere ahead. We got the Buffalo Bills this week, so we think about taking care of business with the Buffalo Bills, and next week when we play the Chiefs, we think about the Chiefs. And I mean, he does a real good job staying on us about not thinking too far ahead and all that, because when you do all the little things that eventually add up to get to the big goal that you're trying to get to. So
awesome. You can follow him on Twitter at Marquette King. He is the punter for the Oakland Raiders. Marquette King joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Marquette, always great to catch up with you, man. Continued success to you and the Raiders.
Hey, thank you very much.